That, by the way, is a rhetorical question.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelkamp Show.
I don't know if many of our fans have been there during the holidays. It's amazing. With the Rockefeller Center, the 9/11 Museum, and chance to reflect back on that.
You're a bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
And if you're in the New York groove, we want to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. It is the Todd Brabelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way till 7 o'clock tonight. And boy, when you're using the 9/11 Memorial Museum as a selling point for your bowl game, it really tells you where you're at 7-5. Welcome in. Great show planned for you today. We've got John Walters, play-by-play voice of the bowl-bound Iowa State Cyclones, coming up at the bottom of the hour with us. Mac McCausland is going to be here to talk about the great start the Iowa men's basketball team's off to this year. Mike Schaefer with us at 5:30 tonight. He covers the Nebraska Cornhuskers for 24/7 Sports. Nebraska finally announcing over the weekend the worst-kept secret in college football. Scott Frost, the new head coach of the Huskers, he's wasting no time hitting the recruiting trail. Chad Lystikoa of the Des Moines Register will kick off hour number three with us tonight. We'll talk Hawkeye football and hoops with him. Plus, the Heisman finalists will be announced tonight. Who's going to be making the trip to New York City for the Heisman? I don't think too many people are going to be making the trip to New York City for the Pinstripe Bowl, but that's where the Hawkeyes are headed. 4:15 Central Time kickoff at Yankee Stadium on December 27th, taking on Boston College, and it is not the bowl that most of us wanted the Hawkeyes to go to. Of course, we don't get a say in things, and when Ohio State wound up on the outside looking in at the college football playoffs, the top four pushed everybody down a rung, and it put the Hawkeyes in the Pinstripe Bowl. What's up, Alex? I know you are excited, not necessarily about the finish to your brother's season as they fell to UCF in Scott Frost's final game in Orlando over the weekend, but you get to see the Iowa State Cyclones take on the Memphis Tigers at the Liberty Bowl coming up on December 30th. So I know you're pretty excited about that. And we were talking about your brother doesn't really know a whole lot about Iowa State and the Cyclones because, well, they haven't necessarily taken a deep dive into their bowl prep yet. And, well, there's some other extenuating circumstances that may be affecting the Memphis Tigers before they get to that game. But how was Orlando?
Orlando.
Yeah, go ahead and be honest with everybody.
The hotel I stayed at had some contaminated water, even though it was supposedly a nice hotel full of sulfur. That was real fun. But it was an incredible game. And when they came back and tied it at 48, I get, Todd, if you can believe this, I get a little wound up for Gabe's games.
Yeah. Watch out, Walls.
When they came back and tied the game at 48 after being down 14, with 9 minutes to go, I looked to my parents. I said, I whatever happens here, I can't be mad with the outcome if they come up a little bit short.
I bet you were still mad.
I actually was not. I promise. I was quiet the rest of the game and sat there and said, what an unbelievable game. What an unbelievable season. And UCF at home just came up a little bit ahead, and they'll move on to the Peach Bowl with Scott Frost for one more game, because he is apparently going to coach in the Peach Bowl before he heads to Lincoln, Nebraska. But I am excited about the fact that the Liberty Bowl decided that they're going to pass on their SEC option. They're going to pick up the hometown Tigers, and they will be taking on an Iowa State team that, like you said, I'm a lot more familiar with than the person who will be lining up across from Ray Lima and the Iowa State Cyclones on December the 30th at this point.
So Iowa wanted to go to the Music City Bowl, and the Hawkeyes wind up in the Pinstripe Bowl. The Cyclones and their fan base had their sights set on the Camping World Bowl in Orlando with the sulfurous water.
Yes.
And the dead mice and rats in the middle of the streets. And If you've listened to the program, you've heard our stories and my stories about Orlando before. They wind up going back to the same bowl that they were at 5 years ago. And guess what? To add insult to injury, they're playing the team who plays its games normally in that stadium. It's essentially a home game for Memphis. So you've got both fan bases who are just looking at their bowl matchups going, blah, this is it? How do you get excited about this? Now, I know from a Hawkeye standpoint, they're trying to sell this the way that every Big Ten team does. It's exposure to the New York City market. I have been to New York before. They're not going to care about this game. They're not going to stop everything in Times Square and hold a parade for Boston College in Iowa. It's just another event in a city full of huge events. And you're not going to have a ton of people that are going to be traveling, although New York City isn't necessarily terribly concerned about bringing in tourists because, well, tourists are in New York City anyway. I do think they'll get a good turnout. I've got some friends who live in New York City, and I've got some friends that live up and down the East Coast in Boston, who are Iowa alums. They're very excited about this because they can hop on the Amtrak or hop on whatever transportation they take and go into the city and see the Hawkeyes play in their backyard. They're excited about it. The folks who are in Denison or Bettendorf or Cedar Rapids, not so much. That's an expensive trip.
Very expensive. And
I'd talk about how expensive it is, but then I would just upset everybody in the office because then you get you step on toes because you travel this way and not that way and everything. And I found a way to make this a very affordable trip, but it involves cutting on a hotel room, sleeping in the airport, and sleeping on somebody else's floor Christmas night. But other than that, KGYM will be there.
KGYM will be at both bowl games.
You're not going to be working, though. Don't pretend like you're going to be working. Can we get you a press credential and you go to the postgame with the Memphis? You strike me as the type of person who paints your face for the game.
Do you paint your face? No.
I want to get you a credential. I want you to go to the postgame news conference. I want your face painted, and I want you to throw your arms around Brent Bloom and Chris Williams. Can you do that?
I can do that. I heard that Mike Halas was heading down there or possibly heading down.
I want you to
Street.
Take good care of Mike Halas.
I will take care of anybody that comes down to Memphis that's in the media or maybe some of our best listeners. So if Cajun Troy
Kyle,
is down there.
Kyle,
absolutely.
Can we edit that out? The media part, can we just edit and have the clip say, I will take care of everybody who goes to Memphis. I want Alex to be responsible for like a $1.8 million bar tab. I will take care of you. Heard it, folks. He said it. He's going to take care of everybody who goes to Memphis. I've got two sort of bucket list items involving Mike Halas. I always wanted to go to Las Vegas with him, and I always wanted to go to New York City with him. I've been to Las Vegas with him. I think I've told that story on the air before when we got marooned at the Insight Bowl and had to drive to Las Vegas through a snowstorm to fly out and get back home. I was looking forward to hopefully doing a couple days. This is going to be a short trip. I mean, I'm in and out. I fly in on here. It's how crazy this is. I fly in on Christmas Day. And by the way, the airfare Christmas Day, if you are a frugal flyer and you have no family who loves you like me, fly on Christmas because it is dirt cheap. And the game is on the 27th. I fly out at 6 a.m. Eastern time on the 28th. I will be back on the air. I will be doing the show on the 28th. That's how short of a trip this is going to be. So expect, as you do every day here, to get my absolute best effort, especially on December 28th. Hey, we're Hawkeye fans, we're going to be home for New Year's. Look at it that way.
I want to know what we're going to do with the Festivus episode of this show, because that's on a Saturday.
Saturday the 23rd.
Should we move it up to the 22nd?
So Festivus will be now. Then again, you run into some sponsorship issues with the Friday show and everything. So I don't know. Festivus is up in the air. Plus, who knows? It may be done by another radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurricane and Stalker text line. Use it to reach out to us. You can also give us a phone call today. We got some great stuff, a great giveaway for you. Details on that coming up in a little bit. Poll question for you at kgymradio.com today as well. Did the College Football Playoff Committee make the right call in Alabama getting over in over Ohio State? Yes, Roll Tide, or O-H-N-O. Maybe I could have been a little bit clearer on the intention of the O-H-N-O part of the poll question. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot, and I see a lot of Iowa fans taking solace in the fact that they ruined Ohio State's season. Well, guess what? That win over Ohio State appears to be what pushed Iowa down into the Pinstripe Bowl, because if Ohio State gets in the top four, then Iowa's going to the Music City Bowl and everybody's happy. So you can take comfort in, well, we ruined Ohio State's season, but that's the reason that you're in the Pinstripe Bowl. So tit for tat there. 319-366-1600. I guess Ohio State should have scheduled Mercer instead of Oklahoma. That's the hot take out there, and I certainly understand where people are coming from who say that, but here's what Ohio State really should have done. Beat Oklahoma in Columbus.
Or not get blown out.
Or not get blown out by Iowa. But I see a lot of people, Mercer, schedule Mercer instead of Oklahoma. It's not that, okay? Because Alabama, the rest of their season, you look at their schedule, pretty strong. It's the fact that they lost to Oklahoma. You give them credit for scheduling that game, but they lost it. Beat Oklahoma, and it's 10 times more important than beating Mercer. Don't get blown out by Iowa.
And here's the other thing. When you're comparing them to Alabama, and I will go back to this until I'm blue in the face. Alabama scheduled the number three team in the country preseason in Florida State, and they beat the number three team in the country in the preseason in Florida State handily. And Florida State lost their quarterback, and they were not the same team after that. But that's a 9-10 win team if DeAndre Francois is quarterbacking them. So, yes, I understand that win doesn't look good right now because Florida State is 6-6 and they just lost their head coach, and that's another story for another day. But it is not like they went out and scheduled a bunch of terrible teams that are non-conference. They played, like Scott said, a Fresno State team that was in a conference championship. They played Colorado State to go along with what they thought was a top five game. Everybody preseason was saying, man, this has national championship implications. Florida State against Alabama. The loser of this game isn't necessarily out of it. Now, we know in hindsight what happened after DeAndre Francois got hurt, but
parlez-vous?
I still think that we're undervaluing that game. Ohio State, and here's the other aspect to this. We'll get to this in a little bit, but every other sport, when we have these arbitrary conferences and divisions, people are complaining that the best teams don't get into the playoffs. It happens in baseball. It happens in football, or in the NFL and MLB. And then when it happens in college football, well, why doesn't a conference champion matter? Well, it's the only sport that doesn't let those arbitrary conferences and divisions get in the way of getting the best teams in the playoff. And to me, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
The Iowa basketball team is in action tonight, playing their second Big Ten game of the season before they step back into non-conference play with a visit to Ames on Thursday. You cannot make this up. Remember when Iowa went to Bloomington to take on the Hoosiers a couple years ago and the roof fell in at Assembly Hall? It wasn't the entire roof, but it was a couple panels off
trunk.
The roof. Yes. Today, for a very long time, it appeared as if tonight's game was going to be in peril, because there was no power at Assembly Hall. And the Hawkeyes, who were scheduled to shoot around at Assembly Hall, had to wind up at a local high school instead to practice. So as if things couldn't get worse for Iowa, who lost by 4 at home to Penn State. And I will share this with you. A friend of mine sent me a text message at about 3 o'clock on Saturday and said, has that game tipped off yet? I'm thinking about hitting Iowa +3 in Las Vegas. And my response was, stay away. Stay away from the Hawkeyes right now, because they're not playing very well. It's bad enough that they lost at home to Penn State on Saturday to start Big Ten play 0-1. But now you got to go on the road to Indiana. And Indiana's not that great either, but it's not a normal road trip, because you get this curveball thrown your way, where there's no power at the arena. You got to go shoot around and practice at a high school where you're not playing the game that night. So not that they're terribly unfamiliar with Assembly Hall, but it just goes from bad to worse for the Hawkeyes. And then it's on the road Thursday night, as we mentioned, to Ames. We'll have the Iowa State Network broadcast of that on 1600 AM. Let's go to line one. Brandon in Cedar Rapids, assuming Brandon wants to talk about football. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I want to talk about the college football playoff and also kind of bring this up, especially with Alex there, because he got to watch them in person. I'm not a fan of the whole selection in the college football playoff because they talk about getting the four best teams, but it seems like it's constantly the same teams. The past 3 years they've had the same two teams and then two different teams to try to throw a mix up in there. I personally was in favor of like UCF being in there, but that's also why I wanted to talk to you guys about it because Alex seen him in person.
Thanks for the phone call, Brandon. Maybe I'm a little bit biased towards the AAC, but
maybe, just maybe.
But that's a really good football team, and I think they're a top eight football team in the country. That's just my personal opinion. It's just I think that the committee treats these teams all the same every year because every year we get a non-group or a group of five team that is undefeated or has one loss coming down the stretch, and a lot of times they're undefeated, and they all kind of the committee lumps them all together. They lump Western Michigan of last year and Toledo of the year before that and Houston of the year before that and Memphis from 2015 and UCF all in the same category. And they don't look at it individually. And I say individually that UCF is the best non-Power 5 team of the last 5 years. And one of the best I've seen since I've been following that conference and the group of five closely. And yes, their resume, they didn't have the signature wins like Houston did last year when they went out and they beat Oklahoma early in the season. And they went out and they beat Lamar Jackson and Louisville late in the season. And if they were undefeated heading into the last week of the season, they would have had a chance to get in. And I think I still think that UCF individually is better than that team, that Houston team last year, but the committee doesn't follow them closely enough, and they're not good. They put the group of or the Power Five teams ahead of them, even though I think that team deserved a little bit more credit than they got. But they still had the highest ranking of any group of five team in the college football playoff era to this point.
Hurtin and Stocker text line extremely active today. 97-94. Iowa is in the Pinstripe Bowl because it couldn't beat Purdue or Northwestern. Look, Iowa could have been in the Music City Bowl and still lost to Purdue and Northwestern. It's there because of the Ohio State game and because of Ohio State. That's the tie-in. Trust, I know, I understand. I've watched football enough in my life to know that if you win more games, you avoid the Pinstripe Bowl. But a 7-5 Iowa team very easily could have been in Nashville. And they aren't. And that's got a lot of Iowa fans, well, I guess making alternate plans for their bowl trip. Put it, you know what, save it and bank it next year on that trip back to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl. How about that?
I think that's a fair assessment. We'll get to this, I think, a little bit later as well, but I didn't have a problem necessarily with the way things shaked out for Iowa. And I was a part of me was sort of proud of the bowl selection committee for saying, okay, well, Northwestern, 9 wins. They beat Iowa. They beat Michigan State. Yes, maybe they won't travel as well, but let's reward them with a better bowl game for having a better season.
424, we'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the bowl-bound Iowa State Cyclones, is with us in a few minutes. Back with more after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and, of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Often these beauties were received in a Hertinenstocker box on Christmas morning. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, aquamarine. Colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. In fact, any one of these rare beauties would make an unforgettable holiday gift this year. So come see what's sparkling in those famous frosty windows at Hertinenstocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish happy holidays and a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
426, welcome back in. Looks like Eric Chenander, former member of the Iowa Hawkeyes, is going to be a part of Scott Frost's coaching staff at Nebraska. Colin McDonough, the outstanding SID at UNI, tweeting out his congratulations to a bunch of Scott Frost's former UNI fellow assistants. Scott Frost spending some time in Cedar Falls as well, making his way to Lincoln, Nebraska, and trying to do two jobs at one time. It's easier said than done, but boy, has Husker Nation embraced the prodigal son. And Mike Schaefer of 24/7 Sports is going to join us coming up in hour number two today to give us the inside on, again, college football's worst-kept secret, which actually broke at halftime of the UCF-Memphis game. There were some people who were upset about that, very upset that the media would dare report the news that Scott Frost was leaving. God forbid, in 2017, we allow people to do their jobs. We have a $50 gift certificate to Hertinenstocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. We're going to give away one today, and the best news is we got four more of them to give away the rest of the week as well. Remember, make a nice stocking stuffer. You know, watch, some earrings, a diamond pendant, new ring. Not saying that $50 is going to cover the whole thing, trust me, but you could put it toward the purchase. Hertinenstocker, 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Stop on in and congratulate a member of the Dickens family on 70 years in business. Feels like we've been doing this for 70 years. It's been short of seven. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
The Hawkeyes will spend their holiday in New York City this year during their trip to the New Era Pinstripe Bowl against Boston College. The Eagles were also 7-5 during their season, 4-4 in the ACC, and come into this game having won five of their last six. Iowa's going to try to end its five-year bowl losing streak inside Yankee Stadium at 4:15 on December 27th. Iowa State, on the other hand, is heading to Memphis for what will essentially be a home game for Gabe Kuhn in Memphis in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. The Cyclones had two wins over top five teams and also tied the program's all-time high for conference wins, while Memphis went 10-2 and took the AAC championship game into double overtime. That game will be on ABC at 11:30 on December 30th. UNI season came to a close in the second round of the playoffs over the weekend, falling 37-22 to sixth-ranked South Dakota State. The Panthers finished the season 8-5 and have made the playoffs in three of the last four seasons. The Iowa basketball team lost to Penn State on Saturday, and the story in that one was that Penn State was just better from start to finish. Tyler Cook had a big day with 23 points and 12 rebounds, but the Nittany Lions were 12-23 from three and won 77-73 in Iowa's Big Ten opener. The Hawkeyes are on the road at Indiana tonight. The Iowa women beat Samford yesterday 80-59. This is going to sound familiar. They were led by Megan Gustafson with 18 points and 11 rebounds, and today she was named Big Ten Player of the Week. She's been honored by the conference in each week of the season. And tonight after the show, it's the Iowa State men on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and Monday Night Football between the Steelers and Bengals on our North and South gym FM frequencies.
It's a big game for our pal Rick Swan, who is on the air right now across the hall from us on Rob FM. Rick is a big Cincinnati Bengals fan, and things couldn't have gone much worse for me in fantasy football this week. 0-4. I'll try to get some help from Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com when he joins us this Wednesday, and his appearance is sponsored by Imon Communications. John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's going to tell us how excited Iowa State is to head back to the Liberty Bowl and Memphis. Of course, John will actually mean it. Back with more after this.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Traveling to see family and friends is one of the best parts of this season. So stay road ready with a set of new tires by GT Radio from Linder Tire. They'll keep you rolling safely through the holidays. Right now, Linder Tire is offering an instant rebate of $40 on a set of four passenger or light truck GT Radio tires. And let Linder Tire's auto maintenance keep your battery charged and brakes in shape throughout winter, too. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ride on their reputation for integrity and excellent service. LinderTire.com.
Sim Channel 80 and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the NFL suspended Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski one game for his hit on Bills corner Tre'Davious White. He'll appeal. White is in the concussion protocol. The firings of coach Ben McAdoo and GM Jerry Reese were about the Giants' 2-10 record, not the benching of QB Eli Manning. That explanation today from co-owner John Mara. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, interim coach, will be considered for the permanent job. ESPN's Jordan Renan reporting the Giants going back to Manning as their starter. Will he be back, though, in New York next year? That's up to Mara and Eli, says ESPN's Lou Riddick.
That's who has to discuss this about what is the future really going to look like. How does Mr. Mara want to have this franchise look at that position in particular going forward? And then they have to make a decision from there. If he is in the plans, then you play him. If he's not, then those two have to make that decision.
Steelers receiver Antonio Brown will test his injured toe pregame, then a decision made if he plays on Monday Night Football. LeVar Ball pulled son LiAngelo from UCLA. He won't transfer. We'll get ready for the NBA draft. LiAngelo suspended indefinitely after being caught shoplifting in China.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set! Yay!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't gonna watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
4:34. Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommel Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann. We'll get you to 7 o'clock tonight. Do want to let everybody know, especially the Hawkeye fans who are not making the trip east to New York City for the Pinstripe Bowl, and judging by the reaction of fans online, that's most of you, we will have the ESPN broadcast of the Pinstripe Bowl right here on KGYM for you on December 27th. And with it being a 4:15 Central Time kickoff, that will mean that on December 27th, there will be no local programming. I hope everybody has their windows rolled up, because I think I just saw some lightning.
You did.
Outside the KGYM studios. So perhaps we've got a little bit of precipitation in the forecast as well today. Chad Lystico going to join us from the Des Moines Register coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk Hawkeye football and basketball with him. Mac McCausland coming up to kick off hour number two as well. The latest on Nebraska and Scott Frost with Mike Schaefer from 24/7 Sports. But right now, as he does every Monday, joining us a segment sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. It's the voice of the Liberty Bowl-bound Iowa State Cyclones. Over, 8,000-9,000 tickets sold already for the Liberty Bowl. John Walters is with us. And John, how did Matt Campbell and the Cyclones handle the news that they were heading to Memphis?
I think they're encouraged. I think they're excited about it. And, they want an opportunity to play one more time. This senior class gets to end its career in a bowl game, and that's exciting. And obviously, Iowa State fans are going to travel very well.
John, how are the fans? Obviously, we just brought up the fact that 9,000 tickets have been sold, but you get the sense the fans are starting to come around on it. I know a lot of them wanted to maybe the Alamo Bowl or Orlando or the bowl in Orlando as well. Are they starting to come around to the idea of going to Memphis?
I think we lost John Walters there.
I think we did as well.
As the lightning strikes. That was a Garth Brooks song, wasn't it? As the lightning strikes, we lose John Walters.
I think we might have. We'll see if
try to get John back with us. How dare you besmirch the Camping World Bowl? How do you not know the name
the lightning got
of
to me.
such a tremendously steeped in college football history bowl game, such as the Camping World Bowl? I mean, Newt Rockne fired up the troops to get ready for the Camping World Bowl, right?
Of course.
Yeah, there are too many bowl games. Iowa State, though, ticket sales have been brisk for the Liberty Bowl. And you can't necessarily say the same thing about the Pinstripe Bowl, but we'll see. There's still plenty of time on that. But Beale Street, look, I was so looking forward to, and that's why I knew it was going to happen. I was bought in on the Music City Bowl, Liberty Bowl. I was going to cover both bowl games on the 29th in Nashville, and then swing over to Memphis, which is about two and a half hours away from Nashville. And then, yeah, you saw the top four of the college football playoff released yesterday afternoon, and you just knew that with Ohio State outside the top four, it was going to have a cause and effect, a ripple. And that's why Iowa is playing in the Pinstripe Bowl. But enough about Iowa.
Did we just lose? I'm sorry. Did we just lose John because of the lightning? That was...
I would like to think so.
It struck, and we lost him at that very second.
It's the Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
And I'll remember the Camping Bowl, or the Camping World Bowl, when I asked the question this time.
Garth Brooks, not to get off on a side tangent here, but there are people that are super huge megastars who are not necessarily great people, and then there are Garth Brooks. I met Garth Brooks when he was toying around with baseball in spring training back in the late 90s. He was at spring training with the San Diego Padres, and it was pouring down rain. And there was a group of about 25 people, most of them 50 to 60-year-old women, who were watching him take batting practice. And you had to be a hardcore baseball fan to go to a Padres spring training workout session, let's put it that way, without Garth Brooks being there. And I watched him. I still have the baseball. He signed a baseball for me that day. Took the time to personalize it with a nice message and did it for every single person who was there. And at the time, you remember, this is the late 90s, Garth Brooks is still at the apex of his career. And that blew me away. If everybody treated everybody else in this world the way that Garth Brooks treated his fans. And I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of quote-unquote new country, although now Garth is classic country, which that's another story for another time. But if everybody treated people the way that Garth Brooks treated his fans, I think the world would be a better place. I think we've got John back with us now. John, we apologize for that. I think we may have had a lightning strike here in eastern Iowa. Are you back with us?
You transitioned beautifully into Garth Brooks, man. That's a skill.
Well,
that is a skill.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are. Okay, you know, let me ask you this. Have you ever been, you've been at this a long time on TV and radio. Have you ever had to do a very hard, sudden pivot and fill when you were when you weren't expecting to?
Oh, without question. Yeah, I've gone into the Dean Smith four corner stall many times, waiting for a videotape to pop up on the screen or something like that. So, yeah, you gotta be ready for anything. But that, Garth Brooks was a good transition. I like that. That's a guy who competed in the Drake relays and the javelin way back in the day. So when he was competing at Oklahoma State, so nice little Iowa connection there for you.
John, before we lost you, I was asking you about the fact that Jamie Pollard released the ticket sales. Not over 9,000 tickets sold for the Liberty Bowl already. Is it safe to say the fans are coming around to the idea of heading to Memphis for a bowl game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they are. I think, you know, bowl games are great. All of them really are, but I think some obviously are better than others. But I think all these destinations where Iowa State could have possibly gone this year would have been great. You know, for a lot of reasons, but maybe different reasons. And with this one, I think the biggest reason is that fans can drive to it. You know, if you give Iowa State fans an opportunity to drive to a bowl game or an NCAA tournament, they are going to do it in big, big numbers. And so, it's fantastic that many people have already jumped on board. You know, I was in Memphis in 2012, and the entire bowl experience was tremendous. It was a great experience. The only thing that was bad was the weather and Iowa State's play in the second half of that game. You know, I mean, and that's the only thing that dampened the whole experience, I think, for a lot of Iowa State fans that went down there that week. But there was it just wasn't particularly warm for that time of year down there. And usually it's about, you know, high 40s, low 50s. That'd be great. And, I'm excited about it. I think this is a great opportunity. The game day environment is going to be fantastic when you're talking about playing somebody that calls that their home stadium. They're going to have a lot of fans. Iowa State's going to have a lot of fans. It's not going to feel like some of these bowl games that you see where there's 10,000 people scattered throughout the stadium. This is going to have a real, you know, neutral site type of feel to it with two great fan bases there. So it's going to be fun, and I'm excited to see what it looks like on game day.
John may or may not have been describing the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl there with the people scattered throughout the stands. That's one of my favorites every year. More empty seats than there are people there. Speaking of having the place filled, and I know they're not going to say a ton about this, but it has to be a little disconcerting knowing that not only are you going to a bowl game, but this is essentially a home game for the opponent.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it more of a challenge, I think. But I think it'll really add to the excitement level for those players when they run out on that field to, you know, to see a full stadium get their juices flowing. And I think those guys have played particularly well on the road this year. You look at some of their very best wins this year have come on the road. And so they don't mind that part of the challenge. And really, if the stadium's half full of Iowa State fans, it's not going to feel as much like a true road game. So I think it's just going to be fun. You know, I think Memphis plays a wide open style. They average about 48 points a game. They've got some real playmakers on that side of the ball. And, I think it's going to be an entertaining game for fans to sit and watch. And so I think fans that go down there are going to have a great, great bowl experience. And the other thing about it is, guys, as you know, Iowa State fans, they enjoy any excuse to have a party, and that's what this is. So Beale Street's a pretty good place to do that, and I think they'll have a great time down there.
You kind of led me right to my next question, John. The AAC championship was a high-scoring affair. This is one of the better offenses in college football. Iowa State has a very explosive offense and a good defense as well. How much does the sheer entertainment value of what we could see on that in Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium add to the draw of this game?
I think it does. I mean, I think, you know, these games are, you know, they're pretty much exhibitions. You know, I mean, it's there's not a lot on the line as far as, you know, winning the conference championship or anything like that. But it's always nice to have a good bowl record. It's nice to win these games. It's a great way to send off your seniors. It sure beats the alternative. But ultimately, as a fan, you know, you make the investment, you set aside those days, you drive down there or fly down there, whatever the case may be, you get a nice hotel, spend a bunch of money. You just want to be entertained. And I think that football game is going to be very, very entertaining. And Miller, the receiver for Memphis, could play for just about anybody. He is a dynamite wide receiver, and it'll be really fun to watch that matchup with he and Brian Peavy if they get matched up on the same side of the field at times. And the quarterback is excellent, Ferguson. He's got a very strong arm and a good read on things. He finds open guys consistently. And it's going to be a lot like some of the offenses that Iowa State has faced in the Big 12. I think their three-man front will be a good test for Memphis's offense. So it'll be fun to see how it all plays out, but definitely it's going to be a chess match. And I expect a very, very entertaining game.
John Walters' appearance with us every Monday, sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. Speaking of the Cyclones on Monday, they got a basketball game at Hilton Coliseum tonight, taking on Northern Illinois, but it's not really the basketball game folks are that interested in here in the eastern part of the state. Iowa State set for Thursday night. What are your expectations for this year's game between the two rivals?
Oh, man, haven't given it a ton of thought yet, I guess.
Yeah, neither have I.
Well, obviously, this is a very important game for both schools. It almost is. But this year in particular, as you look at, where you're at right now, each team has suffered a loss or two that they probably would love to have back and have another opportunity at. Okay, so opportunities begin to slip away as you get closer and closer to conference play, and it's like, if you're going to make a statement in the non-conference, here's your chance to do it. And I'm sure that Iowa's viewing the game that way, and I'm sure that Iowa State is as well. So this is an important opportunity to try to pick up a nice non-conference win over a Power 5 opponent for both schools. And I expect a really hard-fought game. Iowa State's been playing better, certainly, and riding a four-game winning streak into tonight. And they're not leaving the state of Iowa for about a month here. They've got, I think, seven home games and then the game down at Wells Fargo against UNI, which will be another great test. But they've got an opportunity to put together a little string of success if they can and try to go into conference play with some real positive momentum. So hopefully they keep it rolling.
How encouraging has it been to see Lindell Wigginton bust out these past couple of games? We knew that there were going to be growing pains as any freshman goes through, but he was going to have to play a really important part of being the point guard on this basketball team.
Well, I think Lindell has accepted the idea that he's not the point guard right now, which, when Donovan Jackson started the season out kind of thinking maybe he was going to be that guy, and Lindell was thinking he was going to be that guy, and Nick Lyle-Babb really wasn't thinking that he was going to be that guy. But it kind of turned out that that's where Steve Prohm turned and wanted Nick to become the point guard. But what the other two guys have learned, Donovan and Lindell, is that Nick is a very unselfish player. And if you work hard to get open, he's going to find you, and you're going to get that basketball back. And Lindell put up some great numbers at the tournament and followed it up with a really good game against Western Illinois. Donovan had a tremendous tournament, scoring 26, 24, and 26 in the three games. And so those guys have found a lot of success playing off the ball with the ball in Nick's hands. And Lindell, I think it was just a matter of time. He's so talented, but like any freshman, there's an adjustment period. And now that I think he's more and more comfortable with his role, I think you're going to see him just continue to get better and better. This guy is going to be a tremendous player, I think, by the time his career is done. And I think we're just kind of scratching the surface of what he can do.
John, we appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. We know you got a broadcast to get ready for. We'll have it for you here on 1600 AM, picking it up at 7 o'clock. But before we go, my co-host made a promise that he was going to take care of all of the Iowa State media that was headed to Memphis for the game, since Alex is going to be there watching his brother play. So I encourage you to find Alex and put as much food and drink on his tab as possible later on this month, okay?
I'll post a tweet right now, just letting everybody know.
That would be perfect, John.
Yeah.
John Walters.
Oh, man.
Play-by-play voice of the Cyclones. We appreciate it, as always, John.
Yep.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That would be at AlexKuhn523 on Twitter.
Happened?
We have the video, or we have the audio, right? He said he was going to take care of all of the Iowa
strike.
State.
kind of eliminated all the audio?
This is not necessarily ghost. This isn't Ghostbusters here, but
it is creepy.
It's kind of strange to be sitting here December 4th and have the sky as dark as it is, lightning, and the lights are flickering. This is me and karma for making fun of Indiana for having the power go off at Assembly Hall earlier today, because I feel like it's almost as if we're doing the show in candlelight. The flickering of the lights here. This is the spirit of my former co-host finally exacting his revenge on me for making fun of taking all of the segments with him to knock. I don't know what's going on. This is almost supernatural here today, but we'll be with you until 7 o'clock or the world opens up and swallows us whole, I guess. That's just, it's a little unsettling right now. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, just a little bit. And it started right at about the beginning of that segment. And it just, you can just feel the not negative, but just strange energy in this room right now.
Okay,
it's giving me the shivers. Sorry, Todd.
No, it's all right.
Sorry, listeners.
Before we head to break here, because hopefully we still have some Iowa State fans listening with us, John's appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. Before we go to break, Tony on Twitter actually wants some tips on Memphis, Alex.
Well, I was looking at hotels last night, and it looks like the crowd that goes to Memphis for New Year's Day has taken a lot of them, so they're a little bit difficult to find. But a couple of really good restaurants, Pearl's, the seafood restaurant over off of Front Street is very good, and also Bayou over in Midtown. And if you kind of want to get
Alex, we're talking to Cedar Rapids folks here. Is there maybe like an Olive Garden or an Outback?
There are plenty of those.
Okay.
If you want to look those up,
okay,
be my guest.
For the adventuresome folks out there that maybe want to stray away from the chains.
Yes, and if you want to get
Bayou
away,
and Pearl.
If you want to get away from Beale Street, head to Midtown. There are a bunch of nice restaurants over there, and Bayou, a Cajun restaurant, is one of my favorites.
Well, now that will Cajun Troy be making her way to the game? Now, Alex has said a number of times on this program where his family tailgates at the Liberty Bowl. So I'm thinking perhaps we send Alex with a giant KGYM flag and all of our Iowa State listeners who are making the trip to the Liberty Bowl can swing by Coon's dad's tailgate and drink his beer and eat his food. I think that would be funny. What do you think about that? You don't. Alex is looking at me right now as if that would not be funny.
You guys can stop by.
What if we have
Gus's chicken at our tailgates. We don't cook, but we do have Gus's chicken and pizza and all a bunch of stuff. Gus's
pizza.
Chicken, another great, great Memphis institution.
Pizza at a tailgate.
That's my mom's choice.
Okay, so, okay. Well, yeah. we won't get in. Will you have any sulfurous water?
I hope
that's
not.
Only in Orlando.
Yeah,
it's only for AAC championship games. $4.52. Remember, we've still got that $50 Hurtin and Stocker gift certificate. My mind is churning now. We've got to do something with the Cyclone fans who listen to KGYM who are going to that game. Maybe we can have a Where's Waldo with Alex, and if you find him, you can win something. I almost said Where's Wally. If I say that two more times, like Beetlejuice, he's going to make an appearance on the text line. 4:53. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back, we'll have another big board update for you. Plenty of Hawkeye talk to come in hour number two. Mac McCausland stops by to chat Iowa Penn State and Iowa Indiana tonight on the road. The Hawkeyes in Bloomington at Assembly Hall to take on the Hoosiers. Chad Lystico at the Des Moines Register with us at 6 o'clock as well tonight. We'll break down Iowa's opponent in the Pinstripe Bowl, Boston College. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Fellow Cyclone fans, this is Craig Adamson of True Well Stewardship in Marion.
Oh, we will fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly. Oh, we will fight with might for Iowa State, with the will to do or die. Rah, 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 loyal sons forever true, and we will fight the battle through. And when we hit that line, we'll hit it hard, every yard for ISU.
Welcome back, and somebody on the text line wants to know why we don't ever talk about the St. Louis Cardinals here. Are they one of the finalists for Ohtani?
They're not.
Kyle says they're not. Are the Cubs still in the running for Ohtani? Oh, they are. Hey, we just talked about the Cardinals, Kyle. How about that? The Todd Brommelkamp Show. See, look, I can't resist. If you're going to come at me with that, I'm going to be Mr. Fuji. I will throw a little sand in your eyes. I'm also going to throw you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One... Wait for it. Where you're the one.
The Hawkeyes will spend the holiday in New York City this year during their trip to the New Era Pinstripe Bowl against Boston College. The Eagles were also 7-5 during their season, 4-4 in the ACC, and come into this game having won 5 of their last 6. The Hawkeyes will try to win their first bowl game since 2010 on December 27th at Yankee Stadium. Iowa State, on the other hand, is heading to Memphis for what will essentially be a home game for Gabe Kuhn in Memphis in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. The Cyclones had 2 wins over top 5 teams and also tied the program's all-time high for conference wins, while Memphis went 10-2 and took the AAC championship game into double overtime. That game will be on ABC at 11:30 on December 30th. UNI season came to a close in the second round of the playoffs over the weekend, falling 37-22 to 6th-ranked South Dakota State. The Panthers finished the season 8-5 and have made the playoffs in 3 of the last 4 seasons. The Iowa basketball team lost to Penn State on Saturday, 77-73. Tyler Cook had a big day with 23 points and 12 rebounds, but the Nittany Lions were 12-23 from 3-1 in Iowa's Big Ten opener. The Hawkeyes are on the road at Indiana tonight. The Iowa women beat Samford yesterday, 80-59. They were led by Megan Gustafson with 18 points and 11 rebounds, and today she was named the Big Ten Player of the Week. She's been honored by the conference in each week of the season. Scott Frost was named head coach at Nebraska, and Iowa native and former Hawkeye Eric Chinander will follow him as the team's defensive coordinator. And tonight after the show, it's the Iowa State men on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as Monday Night Football between the Steelers and Bengals on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
The texters have opened up the Cubs-Cardinals. Same texter says the Cardinals might get Stanton. Well, I might have filet mignon waiting for me when I get home from work tonight on
you
the
might,
dinner
really?
Table. But I know that chances of that happening are probably slim to none. We'll see. Why don't we ever... Well, it's not baseball season anymore. And when it is or when it isn't, we get people complaining we talk too much about baseball. So... I don't know, but there you go. You wanted the Cardinals talk, so I gave you the Ohtani St. Louis Cardinals update. They're not in the running for him. Neither are the Yankees or the Mets. And that's not sitting well with Yankees fans, many of whom will not be, much like Hawkeye fans, at the Pinstripe Bowl on December 27th.
Or know that it's happening.
Mac McCausland's going to tell us what's wrong with Iowa basketball. We've only got 20 minutes with Mac. Next.